I'm also very proud that we have so many people across our community working together to take us forward, not back. And I'm absolutely delighted that four of those people have joined us for our Forward, Not Back panel discussion today. We have people with us this morning, conference representing education, business, the arts, and reconciliation in our society. We have victims campaigner Jude White, Mary Rolston, the principal of Millennium Integrated Primary School, from the Northern Ireland Science Park, Joanne Stewart, and we also have Anne McReynolds, CEO of the flagship Metropolitan Arts Centre. I'm going to invite each of our panellists to take around 5 minutes to share with us how they believe we can continue to take Northern Ireland forward, not back, and then have time for some questions from them as well. So I'd like to start by introducing to you Jude White. Jude was born in Belfast in 1957 and is a social work lecturer by trade. He sits on the Victims Forum, the body set up to give voice and support to the victims and survivors of the Troubles, and it's been an invaluable source of information and experience for me and indeed Naomi throughout the HASS process to engage with the Victims Forum and the wide variety of views and lived experience they have to bring to bear on these issues. He is a victims campaigner, and we might not agree on absolutely exactly how to get there, but Jude shares a similar passion for reconciliation in Northern Ireland, and in particular for information recovery for victims and survivors. Jude has shown amazing courage to step forward for forgiveness, and he has a powerful testimony to share, which I'm not going to go into any detail. I'll let him tell you about that. But conference, join me in giving the warmest welcome to Jude Wright.
First of all, many thanks for those. I don't often, on the Victims Forum, people don't talk about me in those types of tones. They're usually walking out of the room. So thank you very much indeed. I sort of feel I'm at home here a wee bit because I actually was, my late mother and father were both stalwarts in the Alliance Party back in the days of Bob Cooper and Basil Glass and David Cook. Indeed, my father was David Cook's election agent when he became the first non-unionist mayor of Belfast in the early 80s. Now, there were some arguments in our house whether he was a unionist or not, but perhaps I'll go into that some other day, so we will. My life changed. I grew up in the Lower Arm Road. I think there was a young fella there who took the slagging on the chin very, very well. It's probably indicative of the type of people you are. You don't fall out over... I think it was Emma McDonough Brown or a young man from the Hot Featured. I came from that area. Nothing extraordinary about us except being Catholics. There were 10 children. I often wonder nowadays how in heaven's name you can have more than... Well, six that I had, but that's probably another story too. We grew up in what I would consider a paradise, the Armour Road, Queen's University at the top, the Armour Park across the bridge, the botanical gardens behind us, and my late mother would have said she lived in the most sensible, wonderful place on earth. She would have said, all those people over in the Falls Road are rebels. Son, look, I get 10 family allowances here, so I do. £2.50 for every one of you. And that might have explained why they obviously kept going at it for 15 years. Which brings me to what I wanted to say today. I was down the Ards Peninsula yesterday with a friend who wasn't in great form, trying to get away from politics, get away from Belfast. You actually can't get away from the Alliance Party, by the way. Kieran McCarthy looks at you every wee village you go through. And we were here indeed. And we were to get the boat at Porta Ferry, and I'd forgotten. So I wasn't on the picket line yesterday. I'm retired. I was talking to a woman just... We happened just to meet, and we were talking as we get round to the nitty-gritty. It's always the same. No matter, even if you acknowledge it or not, you're always wondering who, when you meet a stranger, who they are. Are they one of yous or one of us? You usually get it in the name. You get it in the sometimes the attitudes. You might get it in a wee badge, but she told me that she was the the niece of a guy called Father Hugh Mullen, who was a Catholic priest shot dead in Ballymurphy in 1971 while administering the last rites to a woman called Joan Connolly, who was shot by the British paratroop regiment. And she survived for another hour. He died. And this was a conversation which was warm, embracing, non-sectarian. And when she said that awful thing people say to me sometimes when they hear my voice, "Are you the wee lad on the radio?" I says, "Yes, I am the wee lad on the radio, and thanks for thinking I'm a wee lad. I'm three years from the pension, so I'm." She said, what about my uncle, Father Hugh Mullen? I hadn't heard this person's name in a long, long time, because in the hierarchy of victims in this society, some people are better remembered and better known, I suppose, than others. And, you know, as the sun shone over at Strangford, and I abandoned any plans of getting across, so I'd drive up and look at a Kieran McCarthy poster yet again back to Newton Ards. There was a sort of a darkness came over me a wee bit, because unlike many politicians, I don't actually know the answer to this. I sit on a forum which is divided between unionism and nationalism, and one or two of us who we would be called fence sitters. I forgive the person who murdered my mother. I'm sorry if that offends you, but that's the way I feel, and there's two reasons I do it. I do it as a matter of principle, on the grounds that I understand the context now, why a 21-year-old would leave his house on the Donegal Road and come and murder a fine woman like my ma. It's not easy to say that. That's what happened. And I asked unionism, and I asked nationalism, and I asked you to rejoice in the circumstances that we live in now, that we're not doing that anymore. I've never been in this hotel in my life. I've never been in this hotel in my life, but I have heard this name 1,000 times over the last 40 years. I've never had a drink on the Shankill Road. Do you not think that is really bizarre for somebody who loves drink and loves people and loves being about? And I suspect most of the Shankill Road hasn't had a drink on the Falls Road. When I went out that night when my mother, who was an Alliance Party woman, and I get the impression that in the Alliance Party, you do what women tell you, from my brief hour this morning. She told me to go out and put a pillow under that fella's head. So I did go out as an undergraduate student at Queen's doing social work. And he was lying there, one arm off, his face badly injured, especially his eye and his ear. And I looked down at him, and he said to me, "Don't kill me, mister. Don't kill me, mister." So at that point, I could have killed him. I could have put the pillow over his head. Nobody would have ever known a thing about it. I didn't do that. I didn't do that because I was reared by good, decent people, good, decent parents. And I was afraid, actually, that night, not of the bomber. I was afraid of my mother giving off to me about not comforting somebody who had come to murder her. And I actually think that's a testimony, ultimately, to what's in us all. None of us were meant to shoot lead into each other. None of us were meant to take the explosives that are available and plant them with malicious intent on other human beings. I believe, ultimately, in your soul, that if you went to the Royal Victoria Hospital tonight and there were 100 children born, none of them are bad. We have a duty as people in society to create conditions that does not make people bad. So what I saw, that young man lying there, he was, in my view, a victim. I'm sorry if you can't get over that. That's the way I feel. I didn't ask somebody to kill my mother. And I didn't ask at all when I was going to school to be harassed by the UDR and the RUC. Yep, we have connections within both. The Alliance Party, in the days when my parents were in it, were very like yourselves. They were a sort of party you feel at home with, a party that always looked beyond the sunset and beyond the sun rays. That they were thinking in terms of integrated education. They were thinking in terms and challenging this notion, does everything in this society have to be divided? Do we need two schools? Let's face reality here. You asked me to comment on the way forward. We are educated apart. We live apart. We play different sports. We go to different places on our holidays. And deep in your soul, when you meet somebody, you're probably wondering, not the alliance party I accept, but you're probably wondering, what are they? And we define ourselves nearly by whether we're Irish, whether we're British, whether we're Catholic, or whether we're Protestant. And the founders indeed of this party, I can remember them standing up and saying, it is time that this was challenged, and challenged in a way that wasn't by nice people. It was by real politicians in your face saying things that sometimes are very, very hard, very, very hard. So the way forward, I feel, for me is that, and again, I apologise in advance if there are victims out there who have been badly hurt in this conflict. The only way this society can go forward, in my view, is a total and absolute amnesty and a peace and reconciliation forum. That means, in plain, simple, Christian English, we forgive each other. No matter how hard that is, we forgive each other. Young people look to politicians. They look to older people in society like me to stand up and say, I forgive. I forgive for a pragmatic reason as well. I don't want to go insane. I want to be a good father to my daughters and to my sons. I want to be a good partner. I want to be a decent teacher. And I don't want to be an interminable bore who spews out hatred night and day for some fictitious group of people that I've never met. We have a long way to go in this society, in my view, to get real integration. You'll know real integration when I can walk up and down the Shankill Road and have a pint, or walk up and down Sandy Row when I can have my pint, when I really know unionism, when I have real unionist friends, with the exception, of course, of Alan McBride. But then again, he's everybody's friend, isn't he? My final point to you is, I suppose, on a personal note. I've got a pound coin here, and I'll bet anybody £1, that you're going to double your majority in East Belfast with Naomi Long.